Well, good afternoon, Audio Boo. Arjun here again. So we've come to RAF Cosford. To a large model flying exhibition, come trade fair. So we're just watching some model jet planes go past.
Yeah, that's right.
That look like the real thing, but in miniature. So I'm going to have to record a few of the sounds, and this afternoon I'll do an edit when I get back in, and hopefully I'll make some kind of meaningful boo out of it. Really is fantastic. You can see these are model aircraft. They fly just like proper planes. So this is the sound of the miniature red arrows. So if you can pick it up. Smoke trails coming out there. Upside down. Absolutely amazing. What a treat. So we're back at the airstrip. So we've now got a couple of models of passenger planes going up. We've got a model of the Comet. If you remember the first jet liner, the Comet.
We have two wonderful examples.
That's about to go up the strip in a minute.
Large-scale model jet expertise we have within the large model association.
We've got another.
For those of you who are.
That's the Comet gone up.
And the first aeroplane into the air.
Can't believe that's actually a model. Unbelievable.
During our wonderful period.
And there's another jet going up in a minute as well, so we'll try and capture the sound of that for you.
The Hamlin Comet and the airplane had a particularly difficult gestation, and it was only when three of these aircraft in service with BOAC
and the one that's just gone, looks like one of the military planes you get.
With the, little
completely with refueling spike on the front. So here comes the Comet now.
Into a very disaster. The aeroplane was then developed to various parts, and the aeroplane that's been modelled here is the Comet 4. Out there you'll see the father of Steve and John Richards, and it really is an aeroplane which deserves close inspection, and when they land later on you need to go along and have a and the construction.
This is fantastic. I'm enjoying it more day today now. It's got landing lights and everything's coming to land. Is it? Oh no, it's not. Another fly past. This is the Vulcan going up there.
The Vulcan, because of that very, I always think of it like a big prehistoric bird shape, became the most famous of the three. It was ultimately carried during the potential conflict with the Vulcan.
Fortunately, because of this,
nothing was ever used in anger. The Vulcan's most famous mission was the parade of the Falklands. And from there, they flew one of the longest missions ever, single missions, down to Port Stanley to bomb the runway. Perfect, the two Vulcans took off carrying the bomb, and one of them returned back to base shortly after takeoff, suffering pressurization issues with the cockpit. The Sol Vulcan continues.
We've got three jets in the sky now. Here comes the Vulcan again. An amazing sight that is. It's like a real plane.
The altitude drops and drops and drops and drops 20 miles out from target. It drops within 1 second window to assure that they reach
Well, that was a quick highlight of the day. The Vulcan Bomber, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we've come to the end of the day now. It's been beautiful summer's weather. It's been overcast, we've had sunshine in between the clouds. We've had a few breaks here and there. So I'm just taking a few moments in the car just to rest my legs a bit. I've been walking up and down the field all day, just to reflect on what I've seen, what wonderful displays by the pilots. They're so talented, these people who make these and fly these planes. Fantastic. So once again, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon.